The world watched Tuesday as President Barack Obama shed tears as he announced a new executive order aimed at curbing gun violence in America. The plan includes an overhaul of federal background checks and increased access to mental health care. Mr. Obama's mandate has spurred gun sales in recent days, and many of those buyers are women. Women are the fastest growing segment of gun owners in the U.S. My next guests have co-founded a local chapter of a national organization that encourages women to be responsible gun owners. Marcy Jankovic and Vanessa Molnix have started a chapter of the Well-Armed Woman, or TWA, as it's known, in Jackson, Michigan. Marcy and Vanessa, thanks for coming to Current State today.
Thanks for having us, Peter.
Thank you.
We've been talking to you about the Well-Armed Woman before our interview today, Marcy. How did this start as a national organization?
Carrie Lightfoot out in Phoenix, Arizona, noticed that the firearm industry is very male-dominated, and women have different issues when it comes to carrying concealed weapons. And our bodies are different. We've noticed that things like holsters take on a different take when you're female as opposed to male. And there are many, many issues in a male-dominated industry that didn't reach to women. So women were hesitant to step out. And she founded the Well-Armed Woman in order to address that need and educate, empower, and equip women to be responsible gun owners.
Right. You got different, obviously, body issues,
yeah.
Clothing issues, and
even yeah. Stance can be different.
Mm. How's that?
Well, the center of gravity is a little different.
Mm-hmm. Right. Makes sense. Is there any affiliation with the National Rifle Association?
We like them. They're good friends, mm-hmm. but no, we're not affiliated.
Okay. Yeah. What prompted you to found the local chapter in Jackson? What really started it for you?
Vanessa and I were working on a Second Amendment event. Both of us have our carry concealed pistol permits. Mm-hmm. And we were discussing how there's a need for more training once you receive that credential. And there didn't seem to be many opportunities to do that. We don't have an indoor gun range in Jackson County. There didn't seem to be anything organized. And I was doing some research one day, and the TWA website popped up, and I immediately sent that link to Vanessa, and we discussed it and said, gee, we need this in Jackson. We found out there were 9 other chapters across Michigan, and the organization does very well at assisting you in starting a local chapter.
How do they do that?
They provide all kinds of support, from forms that you need to fill out, from not just forms, but press releases. Mm-hmm. Everything you need is there on the chapter leader website, right down to all of the financial considerations of running a chapter, which is all handled through the national office. Dues are $50 for a year, and from those dues, they then return monies to the chapter for banners, flyers, those mm-hmm. kinds of things. And they have the banners, flyers, and those kinds of things all designed for you that you can customize.
You get everything from creating awareness to the nuts and bolts of running the business.
Yeah, yeah. And running your Facebook page.
Marcy, let's ask Vanessa now, who's on the phone, Vanessa Molnix. Vanessa, how long have you been a gun owner, and what's the appeal for you? Self-defense? Do you enjoy target shooting? What is it?
Well, I had my license. I got it a little over a year ago, and I took my first class probably 2 years ago. And I think the incentive for me was the realization that I can protect myself, or that is at least an option. And I didn't grow up in a gun world, so I had kind of the mindset that this is something to be afraid of. And when I came to the realization that I was able to actually help protect myself, my family, that was kind of the turning point for me to reach out and get the training that was necessary. It's a big responsibility, so it's not something you take lightly. And so I think that was the appeal for me.
Uh, Marcy and Vanessa, let's talk a little bit about background checks. In the last month, two significant actions have taken place on this front. In December, the Michigan State Police took over the duty of issuing CPLs, concealed pistol licenses, to applicants. Previously, that had been done by local county boards. And this week, President Obama issued an executive order to tighten background checks for firearm sales. What are your takes on these measures? First, I'll ask Marcy.
Well, I'm not a lawyer, so I can't give legal advice, but I would note that in Michigan, we've always had background checks. We don't have the issues that that the president brought up in terms of gun sales, because background checks are done. If you order a firearm on the internet, it is sent to a licensed firearms dealer for you to pick up. It doesn't come to you by the UPS fellow. Background checks, I think, miss the point. If the president was serious about reducing gun violence, one thing he could do immediately with an executive order is mandate that the U.S. attorneys stop plea bargaining away the felony firearms charge that they're entitled to bring. And note that during the Obama administration, when they do bring it, which is only 40% of the time that they could, when they do bring it, the conviction rate has gone down 15%, because that's an easy thing to plea bargain away. If you want guns out of the hands of criminals, that's one positive step we could take that he didn't discuss from what I heard in his speech. And we would like to see that. The background check, like I said, it's done in Michigan, so it doesn't really reach to us until you start looking at how is this going to be used nationally. Is it going to be used to develop a national database to take away guns? Veterans and senior citizens already see that perhaps their names are going to be put on a list through NCIS, and then fail the background check. Mm-hmm. From some arbitrary bureaucratic decision that you have no due process rights over.
Let's check in with Vanessa. What are your thoughts, Vanessa, on the change in the issuing of CPLs in Michigan and the call for tighter background checks, Vanessa?
Well, I think the change in how the CPLs are issued will provide broader appeal. I shouldn't say appeal, but availability. To those people that are wanting to carry and get the education and training that they need for that. So I think it probably eases that, makes it a little easier process for people. As it relates to the background checks, I really don't have enough information on, you know, I haven't read the executive order to be able to comment on that piece of it. I do think that you know, women especially, but all people have a right to self-defense. And so anything that would hinder someone's ability to that constitutional right could be dangerous.
Marcy, let me ask you to wrap things up here on this broad discussion. What type of turnout are you expecting or hoping for when you have your first chapter meeting at the Brooklyn Sportsman's Club in Brooklyn, Michigan?
Well, I think we're getting a pretty good response. I don't know how many people will show up. I didn't look last night to count how many have registered so far. I do know that when the first chapter in Michigan opened up in Holland, Michigan, 80 women showed up for that first meeting. A lot of people are going to come to the first meeting. Is not a shooting event. The first meeting is to talk about who we are and what we're trying to accomplish. And so I think maybe some people will show up and decide that they don't want to participate. Subsequently, meetings will be an hour. They're 2 hours long, the third Saturday of every month. And we will spend 1 hour on education, perhaps learning about holsters, perhaps learning about the Castle Doctrine, and an hour with supervised shooting by an NRA instructor.
Very good. We've been talking about the creation of a new chapter of a national organization. The Well-Armed Woman is dedicated to the safe use of firearms by women. Marcy Jankovic and Vanessa Molnix are the co-founders of the new chapter in Jackson, the 10th so far in the state of Michigan. Vanessa, Marcy, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you,
Appreciate
Peter.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.